Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I recall being with the Sea Cadets, who were part of a cadet contingent together with many school children and members of the public who lined the streets to see Her Majesty the Queen at Newmarket in Suffolk. There was a special place for the cadets and military personnel present. There was a lot of waiting and some rehearsing, as each cadet corps has its own way of coming to attention and saluting, and this time we all had to do the same thing. Padres are regarded as officers, and I unexpectedly found myself giving the salute for the unit, standing in the front, as the Queen drove by. So for a few seconds, I was only a few yards from the Queen, who sat in the back seat of her car on our side of the road. She came into my line of sight and departed quickly, no turning my head or taking photos. It got me thinking. The Queen has reigned longer than I've been alive. I didn't choose her. She is Queen of Australia. She is part of the givenness of my life. Any childhood notions, whether from history or fairy tales, of kings and queens having sovereignty over my life is not my lived experience. I don't look to a monarch for approval or in fear of losing my head. I'm aware that a lot of the scaffolding of my society, Parliament, the legal system, the postal service, the military, the police, which keeps citizens living together in relative peace and safety, happens in the name of the monarch. And I'm also aware that in other parts of the world, the big picture, or ethos, or glue that rules a country might be a dictator, or market forces, or concepts like freedom and democracy, or even a religion. I might have my preference for which country I'd like to live in, but I can follow Jesus in all of them, though with varying degrees of ease and life expectancy. My experience of being a citizen, however, is the ballot box. I've grown up voting in elections whereby I have a say about my Member of Parliament. If the ballot is open to me, then I have a responsibility to cast a vote, for in that moment, I have the responsibility that falls to all rulers, to govern wisely and for the betterment of all citizens, to promote justice and to work out what justice is, and peace. This world is one of reason, debate, principles, compromise, never perfect, and will never make a heaven on earth. Our world is changing with globalization, porous, as we can be influenced quickly by events, fashion, and ideas from far away, and at the same time, our nation states, or at least our borders, are becoming impermeable. Who knows what things will be like in 20 years? Christians are taught to serve where they find themselves. This, where they find themselves, isn't just our postcode, but it's also about the relationships we're in. Many of them are a given. We've received them. We're born into them, such as family, language, citizenship. Some of them are more our choice, our education or profession, or the clubs we join, while others are shaped by our behaviour. But no matter what the relationship, Jesus calls his disciples to service. So that means I, in this time and place and land, can give a salute and vote in the ballot box, and the two are not incompatible. To live in this world, we need wisdom. That comes from Jesus and his word, all the Bible and not just our preferences, and also from the lived experience of other disciples. The biggest models for how we live, or sometimes not live, are our parents. On Sunday, the 1st of November, we observe All Saints' Day, and that can mean a focus on our grief and loss as we remember those we know who have died in the faith. But it can also remind us that Christians for 2,000 years have been going through some of the things we're going through, and learning about what other disciples of Jesus have done when following Jesus can also give us wisdom about how we might live today. Let us pray. Almighty God, you bring your people together in one holy church, the body of our Lord. Lead us to follow your saints and to know the inexpressible joys that you have prepared for those who love you. Give us wisdom as we follow Jesus where we find ourselves in the world. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.